Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started.
When I was working in a second job, I was the top performer. I worked in production kind of work. I was the top performer for 3 years. When I asked for a promotion, my manager refused. But in my third company, my manager was so good, he gave me a hike every year and recognized my work. In my experience, I have to depend on my manager. But some managers are really toxic. My question to you is, why would a manager refuse even though I was a top performer?
Ahmed, great question. I think to our audience, we need to talk about this particular topic, something which is very, very relevant. In the question, வந்து எப்படின்னா அவர் என்ன சொல்றாருன்னா அவரோட மேனேஜர் வந்து அவரு ஒரு இவர் வேலை செஞ்ச வேலையில வந்து ஒரு மேனேஜர் வந்து அவருக்கு வந்து இது கொடுக்கல, சேலரி ரைஸ் கொடுக்கல. அதே வந்து இன்னொரு மேனேஜர் வந்து சேலரி ரைஸ் கொடுத்தாரு அண்ட் ஈ அப்ரிஷியேட்டட், அவர் வந்து ப்ரொமோஷன்லாம் கொடுத்தாருன்னு சொல்லி. எதனால வந்து நம்ம வேலை செய்கிறப்ப வந்து அவர் அஹமத் என்ன சொல்கிறாருன்னா நம்மளோட வேலை வந்து நம்மளோட மேனேஜர் இதில் டிபெண்ட்டாக இருக்குது, அவங்க கையில் தான் இருக்குது. நம்ம சம்பளம் உயர்வு கிடைக்கிறது கிடைக்காதது, ப்ரொமோஷன் கிடைக்கிறது கிடைக்காதது வந்து அவங்க கையில் இருக்குது. ஸோ ஹவு டு யூ ஹேண்டில் திஸ் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் அ சிச்சுவேஷன் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி. ஸோ அஹமத், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஃபார்மோஸ்ட் திங் வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டெல் யூ இஸ் தஸ் அ பாப்புலர் ப்ரோவெர்ப் இன் த சென்ஸ், பீப்புள் லீவ் கம்பெனிஸ் people do not leave companies for the brand. People leave companies because of their manager. So what you say is very true. There are certain managers who are, I wouldn't say toxic, because they are not intentional about it. It is just that they have not been trained to be managers. Organizations promote managers, but the most important emphasis organizations need to do is grooming their managers or training their managers to have those managerial skills so that they can evaluate the teams in parity, with parity, right? Evaluating teams, evaluating your direct reports. It is so very important that managerial training has to be provided for managers, and that is when you would see, you will not have these kind of situations. Alternately, there is something which is called as coaching from within. Coaching from within, you are coaching your manager. Your manager is, in your words, let's say, he's not well-trained or he's toxic, okay? How do you really turn around that manager? Coaching from within, it's a very, very popular word. What you need to do is, you have abilities where you can coach a manager. How do you go about doing that? For example, if your manager does not know how to actually recognize your work, one of the things what you should do is pick up articles. Go take a look at some of the articles which are published by the Harvard Business Review or the Inc. magazine about managerial skills. Pick up that article, read that article, email it to your manager stating that, hey, I read this great article, I would like to review it. So the topic on which you want to groom your manager, you are sharing it with your manager. Now what happens is, the moment your manager sees that, he understands the gap and he is actually getting attuned with your expectations. That is what you do in that. That is what is called as coaching from within. Very, very interesting point what you brought up. It is not intentional. It is organizations who are technically at fault, who are not coaching their managers with all of these skills. And secondly, you can overcome this problem with coaching from within, where you can share relevant articles to your manager so that they can upgrade their skills. Hope that helps. I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.